Leap up, don't squat. Big fella here, always on the spot. Try to tackle him, and it's one big whiff. He's Ryan Griffin, a.k.a.
Big Griff. All right, there it is.
Lambo leap. Okay, let's talk about that. That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You score in the most hallowed grounds in the NFL. You're on the road. What happens next?
You know, it just so happens the Texas fans were in the right spot, so got to jump up there. They pulled me up, and, you know, we had a little party in the end zone there.
It's amazing what you can do when you're just infused with a lot of energy for your team and nothing else, right?
Yeah, energy, yeah. Yeah, a whole lot of energy.
Energy.
Sure, yeah.
Energy. We're not going to say what the energy came from, are we?
I got hauled up there, and I was just in the middle of just a mass of people, and, you know, I was just so ecstatic. I mean, I was getting beer poured on me. I didn't care. It was awesome. It was snowing. It was great.
You are a record holder.
I hold the most receptions in the preseason for the Texans my rookie year, I think, and yardage. But other than that, I don't know of any records that I hold.
You do hold that record. I was talking more about the peanut butter and jelly sandwich you
got
from elementary school.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm actually a record holder in my old elementary school. I've eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in one bite. Yeah, that one's still in the record books, too. And, you know, I had all my classmates asking me to sign their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches after that. So
how old were you?
Cool. Well, I was in fifth grade, so it must have been, what, 12 years old? Somewhere.
So, fifth grade, 12 years old, you're in your mid-20s now, you're a big fella. No problem, right?
Let's do it.
All
right. Oh, man.
Okay, to be fair, that was a bigger sandwich than I think what you dealt with back in the 90s.
That was some giant bread there.
Yeah, but that's good. It's impressive. What would make one want to do it in one bite? I mean, why would you...
So it was a dare. Okay. You know how it goes on the playground.
Most good things start with a dare.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Officer Griffin, you've been known to patrol the streets, the mean streets of Londonderry, New Hampshire, and maybe break up some parties, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know where you're getting this info, but... Well, my first car when I was 16 years old was an old Crown Victoria, and we got it at a police auction for cheap, and so I had the spotlight and the push bumper on it and everything, so I would roll up to the underage parties, you know, fun parties, and with the spotlight on the house, and I'd see the kids scatter everywhere in the forest and the woods and stuff, and I'd go in, the party was just empty, you know, so it was good times, but that was some fun. From Shannon. Pancakes or waffles? I gotta go with waffles here, especially fun shapes, animal shapes to be exact.
Why would you choose waffles shaped like an animal?
Yeah, well, we picked up, me and my fiance picked up a little waffle maker, a cheap one that's in the animal shapes, and they just taste that much better, you know, than when they're in the shape of an animal, for whatever reason.
And what's better than making waffles in the shape of an animal with the one you love?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's good, wholesome family fun.
Time to play Say What.
Say What!
Presented by IW Marks.
Not burritos.
Tacos.
There you go. You shake it and it gives you
salt.
A fortune. In a purple dye.
Magic eight ball.
New Hampshire native. Grown-ups. Mr. Deeds.
Oh, Adam Sandler. I said Adam Sandler.
Another New Hampshire native. It's snowing outside, and you roll up big balls, and you put them on top of
Frosty
each other.
Frosty Snowman.
There you go.
Frosty's from New Hampshire?
Sure, yes. UConn.
Huskies.
Yes. We got Will Smith playing basketball outside of
Fresh
school.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
There it is. We got Bruce Willis flying.
Die Hard.
There it is. We got the man himself, my position coach. He needs no introduction.
John Perry.
There it is.
That was great, good work. Dude.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Good job.